Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, kids! Parents, this is What the Kids Are Watching, a rewatch podcast for grown-ups about the weird and wild TV shows that children seem to love.
I'm Natalie Pouchet, and I'm a parent.
And I'm Ryan Bailey, and I'm probably not a parent. So we've got different perspectives as we break down, praise,
and goof on the most notable episodes of the shows your kids are currently obsessing over. Hello, everybody. This is What the Kids Are Watching, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet, and of course, my oh-so-handsome co-host.
Hey, Ryan Bailey, I'm your, wow, handsome co-host. We're already starting this episode.
You are my handsome
this
co-host.
This episode's so strong. This might be my favorite episode yet, you guys. today.
And happy Halloween, almost.
Happy Halloween. This is the favorite. I mean, for parents, this has got to be the best. I mean, I have to imagine this is fun for parents as well, right? Like,
yes.
To watch their, to see what their kid wants to be for Halloween. And when they're younger, you probably get to tell them what they're going to be for Halloween.
Yeah, I have to say, I've never liked Halloween. I am a Christmas kind of girl. I will be listening to Christmas carols November 1st.
Oh, wait. You're one of those people that's like, the Christmas tree goes
yes.
up November 1st.
I may or may not already have a little lit up tree.
No.
I know. But after having a kid, I feel like I am now really enjoying Halloween. Only because this is like her favorite holiday. I mean, granted, she's only three, but she's loving this holiday.
Wow.
She carries around a little skeleton with her. It's great.
I think I mentioned that in one of the podcasts. If you watch Natalie's Instagram stories, I highly recommend Natalie's Instagram account. She was obsessed with like the skeleton thing.
I have to create a reel. I mean, she puts her on the potty. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a girl or a guy. I don't really know. But she like brings him around everywhere. He sits next to her while she's eating. I mean, he's like everywhere.
Please say she does not talk and the skeleton talks. She's never like, yes, that is true. Mommy is like that. Like she's never hearing
right,
the skeleton,
right.
is she? Like this
I
is
mean,
how
not
horror
yet.
Movies are set up.
She probably does, but is like, hey, like keep it down so my mom doesn't hear you, you know? No, but it's fine. It's a good time.
Halloween for kids. It's a spooky season, but I always like, I was trying to remember, because I remember going as like Batman, the Lone Ranger, Charlie Chaplin as I got older. Like I really kind of, but it was never, I just wonder how much kids are into getting scared. Because I think the show we're covering today, Blippi, scared the hell out of me. Like, I mean, this gentleman, this Blippi guy was very scary for me to watch. And I think you love Blippi, I think. So I will talk about this. But that I just want to say how scary, I mean, do kids know that Halloween's a scary time or a spooky time? Or is it just a dress-up time for kids?
No, I think they know. I mean, look, just walking through like the aisles of Target, right? There's like skeletons and witches and you walk by and the sensor goes off and it's like, ooh, and then the kids are like, ah!
Yeah, oh, you know? Yeah.
Want it, right? Then they're like, I want that. And it's like, what? At least my kid is like obsessed with anything scary, loves it. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they understand that it's kind of a spooky time.
Yeah. Do you put up Halloween decorations? Because you said Christmas decorations. Because my mom was like that. Was like it was the Halloween decorations, then Thanksgiving decorations, then Christmas decorations, and I think maybe that was. Then I think there was like a general fall decoration. I don't think we had anything over the summer, but it was like. And I remember like year after year there would be like vinyl placemats that would come out with like a turkey, you know,
right.
Like it was like the whole deal. And so I didn't know if you were a Halloween household since your daughter loves spooky stuff so much.
Yeah. Again, like I didn't really have things saved for Halloween because I just didn't like it. So not really, but I think I'll maybe when she's like 15, I'll have like accumulated enough.
You're
going to
wait till, okay. I was like, you're going to wait until 15 until you start decorating for Halloween?
No, I think just like every year it'll gradually get like, there'll be more and more
You'll
decorations.
Accumulate. Yes.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I mean, it's really just not my thing. I like to keep my house nice and clean and pretty and maybe like a black skeleton here or there. But
yeah, by the way, Natalie is so good at decor and organizing and all of that stuff that it would probably drive you insane to have a bunch of like spider web stuff everywhere.
It's just very messy. Look, in front of my house, I have a couple pumpkins and things that like, you know, we chose together. But I also don't want to be that mom that like, I don't want Piper to go to school and be like, "Aw, I wish I had that at my house." Like, I don't want her to be that kid either. So I want to like give her a little bit.
You got to keep up with the Joneses. Yeah. You got to, I mean, Piper's going to be from the home that doesn't do Halloween and you can't have her do, but she actually, but then at the same time you let her drive around with a skeleton. So I think you're kind of good, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm meeting her in the middle.
What was last year's Halloween costume for her?
She was Jack and Sally. She was Jack.
I'm sorry.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Jack and Sally. I was like, is that a John Mellencamp song? Like, wait, you had a 2 year old. Your 2 year old was very familiar with the Nightmare Before Christmas.
So leading up to Halloween for an entire month, I had to draw a line just like Jack or how Sally has like the stitches line. So I had to literally on her face for a whole month, maybe like a month and a half, draw on her face. Like she was obsessed.
I love that.
She still is.
No, it's like, I love those things that, and they really do stick with you, you guys, you parents out there. I remember like my mom, I remember it would like going to preschool and all that. She would be like, "How are we doing the hair today?" And it would be like the Superman curl sometimes, or it would be like just messy, like the Hulk, that was like a thing. And I remember that of like, which superhero hair do you want today? And it was a way that she would be able to like comb my hair or something. That was the only way.
Were you very much
like
a dude's dude when it came to that?
No, are you kidding me? I watch reality. I watch Housewives for like a living.
You
no,
were
I'm not
a kid.
I'm
when
not
you were
a dude.
Kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was a dude's dude as a kid, but then I grew into more womanly tastes as an
adult.
I wasn't. I was the kid that I loved.
You didn't wear dresses
first,
though.
No. But I don't have a problem with people who wear dresses. I did not cross-dress as a child. I mean, but I have nothing against it. By the way, I just got back. It's fine though. Everything's good. And if you have pictures of me in a dress, that's not me. It's Photoshop. I was one of those weird kids that would wear a costume every day. Like my mom made this felt Batman costume. And it was like, you know, I got to find a picture. I'll have to text my mom today and get a picture because she'd made it and it was like, you know, gray tights and the bat symbol, but it was all sewed, hand sewed. And I put that thing on and I'm like, I'm Batman. Oh my God. And if you look at this costume, it looks nothing like Batman. I mean, it is like the janky, no offense to my mom. Like she took all this time to do it. And I know all
God,
you parents
I
out there,
it.
But like, but to me, I was like, holy crap. Like I'm the real deal. Like, people might get confused that I'm actually Batman. And I'm like 6 or 7 years old. And that was the joy of childhood, is taking that costume into your elementary school.
And
I remember
that you are Batman.
Well, and also that do you guys, I don't know if you did that growing up or, you know, like going out, like I remember at recess, you would all line up like after recess and before recess and like seeing everybody in their costumes.
Yes.
And as a kid, because you know, it's like Christmas, you know, the candy is eventually coming. You get a treat for dressing up, which is already so fun.
Yep. Where would you go and trick or treat?
Well, I grew up in Kansas, so it wasn't like, you know, you always hear those like, go to the rich neighborhoods. Like they have full size candy bars. And we were all like middle class, you know, lower to middle to upper middle class, I guess. And so there was never like a section, but it was all residential. So you had so many houses you could hit. And I was lucky enough, and I'm sure you parents know that, like I was lucky enough to grow up on a block with all families with kids. So we all played, like there were so many kids to play with on our block.
It was mainly
girls. And I think that's another thing where I was like, I'm so used to hanging out with girls. Like I was so used to them just sitting around talking about their pop star crushes. And I would just be like, yeah, you know. Like,
was it your sister's friends or were they like your age, your friends?
No, my age, my friends. My sister had her own age range friends as well. It was just so many kids on our block. But also I was always, it was just like, oh, the girls are kind of like cooler. Like they talk, you know, they talk more trash.
Look
it's like cool.
But you're also always the other, meant. You're always
yeah,
meant.
it doesn't make sense. But then I was also that kid that would then wear that Batman costume every day, you know, after that when I got home. And I would also do this thing, I don't know, like where I would draw, like I've always been into like objects. Like I need my books with me. I always have a backpack. I need my books, my computer, my this, my that. And so I would drive around on this like tricycle bicycle thing and I would have a basket and I would just shove all my comic books and books in the basket. Like I was going to go drive somewhere and like read them. Like never would read them, but I needed them with me just in case.
Like your daughter... safety. Like, yeah, like it was like a blanket.
Yeah, exactly. It was like I always had, and to this day, I have magazines, I have things, I have remotes, I have like all of this stuff. And as I get older, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And my mom should have stopped me as a kid. Like that is bad behavior.
Do you, is it hard for you to actually like throw away things now?
It's not a hoarder's sense.
Okay.
But it is difficult. It is difficult. And I will tell you, the thing that I had to really let go of, and I know this is a children, we'll get to the children's stuff in a second, was, I was obsessed with magazines like the Entertainment Weekly, Premiere, Rolling Stone, Spin. And I would have, and then you realize
like
as you get older.
Those kind of magazines, not like comic book magazines.
Well, no, I mean like I'm always into Batman, like at this age, but like I'm talking about magazines. And then as you get older, you realize like, I don't have the time to read all these magazines. So the magazines just keep stacking up. And then you're like, well, I can't, Will Ferrell's on the, I can't throw this away. Are you kidding me? And then I was just the other day, I was like throwing stuff away. And I'm like, why did I think I was going to read a Will Ferrell magazine from Entertainment Weekly 6 years ago? Like why, what possessed me? And this is why I want you to break your kids of any kind of habit of like attachment right now. Cause why would I ever think that I should hold on to this just in case I want to time travel back 6 years ago for a crappy Will Ferrell movie with Kevin Hart? Like, why would I ever want to read about that now?
Because maybe they are going to go extinct one day and then people are going to pay a lot of money for those.
Oh, they're
classics.
Already extinct. Those
are
going to
be classics.
Digital. But that's, how do you explain to your child
Pokemon cards.
How do you explain to your child that we used to have magazines? Like the joy of going to get an Us Weekly, the joy of getting, like, because it's all going to be digital.
How about the joy of Blockbuster? How about that one?
Oh, I worked at a Blockbuster, Natalie.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Friday night.
Don't worry. Oh.
When it was so the worst. Busy, happening.
There would be the big Dropbox outside and it would be so annoying because you'd have to go empty that Dropbox at Blockbuster like three times an hour. And there'd always be some dude of like, is Jurassic Park in yet? Is it in? Will you go check the box? And I'm like, I just checked the box. Will you go check it again? Like somebody might have turned it in. And like there would just be those people waiting for
Did you
new
have
releases.
To like rewind everything and make sure like the right video was in it? And how many times did you get the wrong video in the wrong box?
I was good.
How many times did you open it up and you're like, damn it, they did it again?
That definitely happened. But also I remember I would just play stupid games with myself that I thought I was super funny. Cause I was like a movie snob. And so I would, if I thought your movie was bad, I wouldn't tell you that, but I would be like, enjoy your movie. But if I love, if I loved your movie, I'd say, enjoy your film. It was like, so if I said enjoy your movie, it means you got to stay. I'm like, that Michael Bay piece of crap, da da da. But if I said enjoy your film, I respected your taste.
You know,
as
someone that's listening right now is like, oh my God, he told me enjoy your movie.
Well, and also, I worked at Blockbuster when your sons out there start, and maybe your daughters too, start growing facial hair at like, you know, like when they're 11 or 12, you start seeing a little wisp or something. Yep. I saw it with my nephew, and then I'm like, whoa. But I remember I worked there like 17 years old and I was trying to like grow something. And I don't know. I'm just a true idiot child. I then tried to fill in everything with mascara and I thought it looked normal. And then looking like a Backstreet Boy. Oh yeah. On my actual face. Like, cause I couldn't grow hair like right here and I couldn't grow hair and I could barely grow hair, but I would like then mascara the hair that I did have and try to make. And so it was like jet black. And now as you get older, these things that you do as a kid and a young adult, you get older and you're like, what was I thinking?
Did you not have a girlfriend that you were like trying to kiss and then you could get makeup on her face? Like that's like more, like on a hot day.
What's a girlfriend? What is that thing you speak of? But Listen, I was very lost. This is what happens when you wear a costume for most of your life. This is why I'm saying I love Halloween, but just be careful with the costumes, guys.
Yeah, like, so take away the security stuff and
put the costumes away, I think. Let them have it. Let them have it and then yank it back.
Okay, but speaking of costumes, we did a poll on Instagram. You guys have to go follow the Instagram, what the kids are watching, because we constantly are throwing up questions up there, and we want you guys to answer us and communicate with us.
And but, love us.
And love us, because we don't have any issues, any childhood traumas. Here's a question. What are your kids going to be for Halloween? And the top answer, your drum roll, please. You're going to be so happy about this.
Bluey. Trying to do a drum roll. Yes! Bluey!
Yes, it's Bluey.
By the way, like, that's what, like, I was like, if we were going to be in studio, I was going to dress, I was going to go look for a Bluey costume or something, because I was like,
you?
I bet they have that. That's awesome. That makes me real. I love Bluey so much.
I know. And then some of the best answers were the whole family is going to be a Pikachu.
How does
and
the whole family be someone Pikachu? Anonymous. Or like all Pikachu from somebody anonymous? Yeah, somebody that won't reveal their name. Their whole family is going to be Pikachu. Oh my gosh.
Here. Yeah, anonymous.
That's so cute.
And then a squid, like an actual squid.
Okay. I like that because that's, I like that because that's also real. You know, like me dressing up as Batman. Batman's not real, unfortunately, but a squid. There's like, totally. You could teach some science there, I bet.
Yep. And then here was another one. What Halloween movie gets you in a spooky mood? And what's the top answer?
Drum Scary roll. Island, Real Housewives of New York. Oh, what?
Hocus Pocus.
Okay. Hocus Pocus 2 just came out on Disney Plus, you guys. And
can
eventually
we talk about
we should
it for a second?
We should do movies eventually. These kind of movies. Did you watch Hocus Pocus 2?
Yes, and I don't think it's a popular, I don't have a popular opinion. I did not like it.
Well, you're also an adult, Natalie. I mean, like, you realize you're an adult.
No. I love Hocus Pocus. I don't care how old.
Yeah, but you loved Hocus Pocus because the original one was when you were way young.
But still, you would think that I would be like, oh, that's so lame. Like, why did I like that as a kid? No, it was, I could watch Hocus Pocus all day as an adult. But number two, I'm sorry, it did not tickle my fancy.
Well, I mean, but there's a specific. Is it a bad storyline? Is it a bad?
Did you not watch it?
This is where I got to tell you. This is a secret shame of mine. For somebody that likes so many things that females like, I've never even seen Hocus Pocus. And it seems like on Instagram, like all of my listeners for the other pod, they're just Hocus Pocus nonstop. And for years, even before Hocus Pocus 2 came out, I knew that this was a favorite of so many young women and dudes as well. And like my friend Danny Pellegrino talks about it all the time. And I just still never had the urge to watch Hocus Pocus.
Not even for Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler.
I love both of them, but it's not like I need to go through the oeuvre. Like, oh, now it's time to get on Hocus Pocus to complete my collection of Sarah Jessica Parker movies. Like, I don't need to do that. I'll watch the Sex and the City stuff. And Bette Midler and Beaches. Come on. It's the best.
I know,
but
Hocus
Pocus. So Hocus Pocus 2 didn't live up to your hype.
No, it honestly didn't. It was funny. There was like a meme that said, tonight you're either watching Hocus, you're either a Hocus Pocus girl. I lied. I'm really ruining the meme. There's like two types of girls. You're either watching Hocus Pocus or you're at the Bad Bunny concert. And look, I wish I was at the Bad Bunny concert, but I was watching Hocus Pocus with my daughter.
Hey, it's Ryan from What the Kids Are Watching, and now is the time of the show that we love the most when we get to talk about our sponsors. Now is a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Every day, I don't know if you're like me, but I get stuck focusing on a problem instead of the actual solutions. And for all you parents out there, I can't even imagine it has to go double for you because you're focusing on not only your problems, but your children's problems as well. But we have to focus on your problems, and it's tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life or your child's life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there is no better feeling. So a therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals no matter how big or small. I have a lot of personal experience with therapy, and I have used BetterHelp. This is something I used over the pandemic because it was so amazing that I didn't have to get in my car and go somewhere. I could actually do it online. They made it so easy for me. And listen, sometimes there are problems that are bigger than ourselves. We
shouldn't just be in our mind thinking about our problems. We have to talk about it out loud. We have to remove the stigma from mental health, and BetterHelp does that. BetterHelp really did inspire me to do therapy, and it was the easiest thing to do. The benefits are exponential in terms of making me more confident, feeling like I was more myself, feeling less stressed. You can gain so much from therapy. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. Like I said, it's convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. And I know we're very used to our lives being entirely online, but why not use it to make ourselves better at the same time? So with BetterHelp, you can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. Now, listen, I know this is something that we don't normalize in talking about it. And I feel like we should, because we all go through these issues. And BetterHelp is there to help us. All you have to do is make one simple step. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. I promise you that. You just need to take that one step by visiting BetterHelp.com/KidPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/KidPod. And like I said, just try it. You're not locked into anything, but I can guarantee just that one simple step is going to give you oodles of confidence to make the next step and the next step after that. So try BetterHelp today and make that step now.
What did your daughter think?
She was into it. She was into it. There was a scene. What I did like about it, and I appreciated about it, was that they tried to keep sort of like the same, like almost like segments of the movie. There's like a segment or like a part in the movie like where they have like a concert. They get on stage and they do this whole thing where they try to hypnotize everybody, and then they did it again in this part two. So she loved that part because she likes the music part. But I don't know, it just wasn't for me. I mean, they aged beautifully, these women, I have to say. And I mean, granted, they're witches, but
for all you kids out there, they aged beautifully. Your kids are gonna be very impressed. But this was something your daughter enjoyed. So did you make her watch the first Hocus Pocus? Do you have to watch the first Pocus to understand the second Hocus Pocus?
Kind of, but they sort of like recap a little bit. I don't think you really need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but here are some other favorite movies that people get them into the mood, the spooky mood. Halloween Town. When you go quiet, I know that you are just completely out of
I'm literally searching the database of my brain. Halloween, what is Halloween?
Halloween Town? Oh my God.
Is that another Sarah Jessica Parker film? What is it?
You are dating yourself, my friend. And then Nightmare Before Christmas.
Now, Nightmare Before Christmas, classic. Enjoy your film with that one. That is a classic.
I don't like that. I hate that one.
But your daughter loves it.
That doesn't mean we have to like the same things.
But what don't you like about it?
I hate the end. I hate the way that it's done. I hate like the stick figure.
Oh, this and, like, you don't weird... like the Henry Selick animation stuff?
I hate that. I hate it.
Wow. That's actually fascinating.
Didn't they make it with like a bunch
little
of...
little stop motion animation puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually really a fascinating, nerdy process. But like it's also so tedious. It's just like they move one little and they have to photograph each thing and put it together.
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know how these people have the patience to do any of that stuff. Wait, have you taken your daughter to Disneyland during when they change it to
we have passes.
Nightmare? Oh, you're a We're pass those. Family.
You know why though? Because I cheat the system because she's free until she's three. So she's
yet. Her daughter's going to be eight. She's like two and a half.
She's very honest when you ask her how old she is. She's like, I'm three. And I'm like, you're two today.
You got to tell your kids, you got to like give a code of like when it's okay to lie to other adults. And it usually revolves around money of some sort. wow. So are you a Disney adult? Are you do you have multiple pairs of mouse ears? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
I'm not a diehard, but I do have a lot of tips and tricks. If you guys want to go to Disneyland, just DM me and I'll send you all my tricks. Because
that sounds really dark, by the way. Like, what is tips and tricks to go to Disney? Like, what are you talking about?
There's hacks. There's like Disney hacks.
Okay. Okay.
Do you not go to Disneyland?
I've gone to Disneyland plenty, but at the same time, like Disneyland is, you know, it's just so much. You're like, okay, it's going to be an hour wait in every line. So you're going to ride like what, 6-7 rides. I love California Adventure almost more than I love Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you have some sort of handicap, something, you get a red tag. And the red tag gets you at the front of the line. I know. This is...
Oh, no. Are you... Are you telling your daughter to walk with a limp? What are you doing? Are you... No.
I technically... I have a rod. Listen, for multiple reasons,
I love that the tips and tricks is literally breaking the law. Like, the tip and trick is literally like... Just run in. They're going to have to catch you. You're going to have to run fast, but yeah.
Yep. Yep. No, I have a rod in my leg with some screws. And so
I got it placed in there just for Disneyland. I didn't need it, but I wanted to actually be.
Totally. Just for Halloween. For Halloween. No. And so if you go up to the front and you tell them that you have some sort of disability, why are you laughing? It's hard. Sometimes it hurts my leg to walk on concrete.
So, sometimes she can feel it when rain's coming. You know, she'll feel it in her rod.
I can.
Okay.
I swear. It's like my sixth sense, because it like swells. It's a thing. What? I swear. Okay, let's get back to Blippi.
Can we get an IG pic of this on the What the Kids Are Watching page of your swollen leg with the rod in it, please, for the parents out there?
I'm just saying, if you have a disability, you're golden. Just call me. Okay. Can we talk about Blippi?
I really don't want to. You guys, first off, this show was 42 minutes long or something crazy like that. And I was like, and you guys, we record some of these together. And so we'll watch like children's shows and then we'll like, so I'll do it like back to back. And like, I watched the Cocomelon, that thing's 3 minutes, and I'm like, this is the easiest job in the world. And then I go over to watch the other 3-minute episode we're going to cover. This thing is 42 minutes, and I'm like, what?
I knew you were going to die. I was like, oh,
Ryan's is this like Gone with the Wind? Is this like the Godfather trilogy we're about to watch? 42 minutes? And then I'm like, okay, well, have a positive attitude. At least it's going to probably blow your brain away. Like it probably is going to be like a 42 minute Bluey episode. It's live action with this dude named Blippi who has like facial hair of some sort. It's like me at Blockbuster trying to grow facial hair. He's dressed in this weird outfit and I'm sorry, he's a bad actor. He's a bad actor. Hey guys, spooky spells. It is so disturbing. Natalie, please tell me what you think.
He's an adult human who dresses up in bright clothes and dances around America's deserted soft play centers for the benefit of YouTube. Listen, this guy, okay, maybe because I'd rather watch Blippi over, you know, the Cocomelons of the world, but I genuinely enjoy this show. Am I just absolutely, I know.
You're on notice. Like, this is truly, like, you don't like Nightmare Before Christmas animation and you like Blippi. Like, you think that, wait, are you, because we do shows sometimes and Natalie will be attracted to the characters in the show. Are you into Blippi?
Oh, you know, like, once I knew we were going to, you know, review the show, I started to, like, really deep dive into who he is. You know, he's not that bad.
This could be dangerous for your family, you doing this show. Wait, he really is that bad. You guys, if you haven't watched Blippi, the guy is in this like weird hat, these big glasses, and like has this high-pitched voice with this giggle. Like the voice doesn't turn you off completely.
I mean, it used to. When I first started watching it, I was very confused. I was very confused.
Hey guys,
confused.
Just hang in there with ladies. Eventually they'll like you. Yeah. Like
when I had Piper, my sister was like, just get ready because she's gonna love Blippi. And I was like, what's a Blippi? And then I saw my little nephew watching him and I was like, oh, yeah, he's kind of annoying. Like he's like little, hey, like in hey, oh, are you sure? Okay, guys, are you ready? Like he's very childlike. So I thought, okay. You know, okay, it's a little weird. Like, why is a grown ass man, you know, talking like this? But then it's kind of endearing.
What part of, okay, so this episode, just so, because it is a Halloween themed episode, is Blippi's Spooky Spells Halloween. It's available on Amazon Prime on streaming, but you can also find it on YouTube as well. And basically, this whole thing is taking us through setting up for his like spooky Halloween. So it's like we're
party.
We're casting spells and we're making cookies and we're carving a pumpkin and we're doing all of these things. Is the endearing part like, so I do think there is educational value in this. Like there's, you know, you see even when he's carving a pumpkin, he's like, we're going to make a triangle as eyes. Hee hee. Triangles have three sides. Hee hee. And you're like, okay, you know, if a kid doesn't know a triangle has three sides, this is the show for them. But the hee hee really scares me. And I feel like that then, well, yeah, because then it's like, kids, we should teach kids to stay away from strangers like this. Like, we don't go next to the hee hee guy, you know? This is Stephen John who made this.
Yes.
And he's a theater, you know, he was raised in the theater and he created this. He's, educator as well. And he created this character and, you know, has the orange beanie cap, dressed in blue, blue shirt, orange suspenders and an orange bow tie. And he created this and put it up on YouTube and it just kind of exploded. But in real life, this Steven dude has a wife and he even has a child now.
Yes. And the reason, so what I found out was, so if you're like a diehard Blippi fan, you've seen him, right? You've seen this main character for a while. And then they just brought on a new guy because he couldn't handle it. I mean, this became bigger than him. And so he needed another Blippi to basically help him do the live shows and all that. So this other new guy, let's call him the new guy, did back in like 2019, I think is when he started. And he has now started to do, which the fans were not happy about.
Oh yeah. I read a little bit about this. You guys out there, I hope our listeners are not like this. Cause I was reading comments of like, this ain't going to fly with my kid. You know, like my kid's going to notice this immediately. He's dressed in the same goofy hat. Like, I remember as a kid thinking, I mean, I didn't have like, I don't think facial recognition memory, but costumes I totally remembered. So I'm like, I could see a kid easily being fooled. I could be wrong. Don't yell at me, parents. But I was like,
parents are savages. And what do they say? One of them was like, what I ordered versus what I got.
Yeah. I was like, so mean. These are people doing a children's show and you're literally making Kardashian style memes about that. Like, I mean, like, this is wild to me.
But remember, Steven from
Blue's Clues. Yes.
Yeah. God.
And they replaced
him like two times or three times.
Well, see, with Steve, I think it was so recognizable because I do know Blue's Clues, Natalie. How dare you? And like, Steve, wow.
Was it when you were putting the mascara on your
I was trying to dress as Steve
film. Yeah.
But Steve has such a recognizable face from Blue's Clues. So when you change him, even if it's a dark haired guy, like his facial and the way he kind of talked and stuff like that, I can see where kids formed a very personal relationship with him. But with Blippi, I know it's a personal relationship kids form with this character, but at the same time, it's such an imitatable character of the hee hee. Hi, Natalie. Hee hee. Do you want to do a Halloween podcast? Hee hee.
No, I think you're wrong. I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same exact thing. They both were creepy, like in their own child weird way. As an adult, when you go back to Blue's Clues, he was a little creepy. Mail, it never fills. It makes me want to wag my tail. I mean, what adult male is singing that in a, and by the way, he was probably
one that
doing
wants
it all
to get paid.
Her, in,
one that wants to make
screen.
A living is singing that. I was like watching this Blippi. This is my, I was like, I could do this. Like, what the hell is going on? I shaved this mustache. I can be Blippi at some point.
Well,
if you
didn't want to offend you, but I think that is definitely up your alley.
I'm saying this is bad acting. I mean, for a kid, it must be good acting, but I'm like, I can do this in my sleep. I studied theater, you guys, and I'm telling you, I could do Blippi. I could definitely do Blippi.
That's why.
Oh,
I'm completely angry. You feel
this
like
guy's
you
making,
could do it better.
This guy's making $12 million a year from this character
this
he created. And
this
I'm
is
like,
a personal
what?
Thing.
Oh,
this is a
oh,
personal
completely
thing.
Personal. Like, and I'm so sorry to the parents that like, but for me, this is personal because I'm watching this from a couple different lenses. One as a child, one as an adult man trying to make a living, and watching this guy just skate circles around me. I'm like, I know how to make triangles on a pumpkin. That's all we have to do. Like,
okay,
how to put toilet paper on a toilet roll.
This is your audition
you know?
Tape. Go, give me like a, give me, give, okay, just give yeah, me yeah, a yeah. scene.
Hey, kids, it's me, Blippi. Are you having a good day? I am. Do you want to do something with me? Why don't you help me wash my car? A car has four wheels. Count them with me. One, two, three, four. We did it. I got a little lost when it came to four, but then I remembered. Do you guys like driving in your car? I do. I've recently got my license, and I had it suspended for various reasons. Hee-hee. See, that could totally do it.
You're hired. You're Blippi's like dad that like abandoned him. Like,
hey kids, do you have a family I can have Thanksgiving with this year?
He's like, oh my god! You know that's gonna be the promo for this show. Oh my god!
This is a 40-minute show. Like, I mean, this is like full production.
And this guy is a multi millionaire.
Oh, like I didn't have time, but I want to go listen to this dude because I bet he has a deep voice. I bet he's like, hi,
no,
my name's Steven.
I'm a theater actor. No. He was on a podcast and I saw his whole interview and he has the same exact voice. He even starts to like go a little high pitch. Like it's like he was meant to do this role.
Okay. That actually is weirdly comforting for me because I thought it was like a
all
complete
fake.
Like no. De Niro type transformation.
Oh
into
my
Blippi.
God. No, he has a very high voice. Which, you know, is not as sexy for me. So.
Because Natalie's always
it
looking
always goes
for
back
women.
To me.
By the way, oh, you got to judge your kids' shows. A, if they're good for
you
your
would
kids.
Think I'm like
B,
a single...
are they hot? And C.
But, okay, so this episode, basically, it starts off with, you know, him sort of setting the stage that they're going to have this Halloween party. And so, and like every episode, there's always like a theme to it, right? Like Piper loves the one where he goes to this water park and they go to this water park.
He's
and
allowed
he's like,
into a water park, Blippi. This guy's allowed
into
a water park.
And you
park.
Know that is... they will close down these massive places now because of how big
Dude,
he is.
Dude, this was Jones on Third. I was like, wait a sec. This guy goes to this popular restaurant or sandwich shop or what in LA that's like very trendy. I didn't expect to see Jones on Third in this episode. And then all
Riley,
of a sudden, Joan is actually there.
And Riley was walking by. He's like, that's a bougie ass place. That
that's what I was saying. I was like, what? Like, I mean, I really did not count because he's going from like he starts off in this one location where he's like telling us about the spooky stuff. And then he all of a sudden goes over to Jones on Third and where she teaches him how to make like, was it like cupcakes and like the ghost things or the cookies and put it on the ghost eyes. And he's like, hee hee, this is fun. Hee hee. And I think I was just really shocked because I was like, I didn't know what to expect from this. And I didn't see it going there. He's going to cast the sweetest spell, you guys. And like we said, it whisks him away from a soundstage at his Halloween party to Jones on Third, where we're doing the bakery. And, he is just, everything is a reaction from this guy. So if you say something to him, he's like, oh, wow, that's great. You know, and that is, I think, a positive thing for kids to, you know, listen, to learn things, to be excited about things when you hear them. And we just kind of go from thing to thing on this. So spell number two is like the costume charm. And we all of a sudden go to like, what is it? Like he's whisked away some like little clothing store, but it's all of a sudden like a guy getting fit for a television pilot from a costume designer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little random.
Like, do kids know what a pilot is? Like, they literally say, oh, you know, like, I'm getting fitted
Shooting
for a pilot. Like, I mean, do kids know what a pilot is?
I think the weirder part is that I'm now watching this thinking, what is Ryan thinking?
Oh, I...
And I mean, wonder if parents now are going to think, what are Natalie and Ryan thinking about
overall,
this?
The overall feeling was anger. I mean, it was just anger the entire time, the time length. I was like, I already know how to make a triangle. I already know how to decorate a cookie, kind of, but I don't really even care about the cookies. And so
what
I was
pilot
just,
are they shooting?
What pilot?
Why didn't I
audition for that pilot? But I also love that, you know, the costume designer, did you notice, played along a little bit? She was like, hi, I'm a costume designer. Like, she almost took on Blippi's characteristics.
They all do. They all do. And that,
oh my God,
I will say, is a little
creepy. I just
realized
you've watched more than one of these. Oh.
Yes.
How many are there?
Yes, I think I've seen them. I think I've seen all of them. This is why I don't have time to watch Housewives, dear, because it's all of this. Guys, I want to talk about one of my favorite products of all time. They're Hiya Vitamins. Why, you ask? Because look, I have tried every single vitamin. I have given Piper literally everything on the shelf that is supposed to be good for her. But then you read the ingredients and it's filled with junk and it's like candy in a box or in a little container. And now we have Hiya. And Hiya basically is a non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, everything you can imagine free, but yet it has all the nutrients that your child needs, the vitamin Ds, the B12s, C, zinc, folate, everything. And it has the flavors that your kids are going to want to eat. They're not going to spit it out. It comes in like this really cute yellow container with a bunch of stickers, which was honestly Piper's favorite part because she got to decorate her own little container. And then you get it every single month and you can actually specify if your child likes the yellow ones or the orange ones or the pink ones, whatever it is, they'll send it to you every single month. So you don't even have to worry about it. I personally love to just throw it in her little lunchbox. That way she has like a little special surprise and I don't have to give her any junk or any candy in there. That totally will settle her appetite. So we have been able to work out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. So you can receive 50% off your first order. And to claim this deal, you have to go to hiyahealth.com/kidpod. This deal is not available on their regular website. So you have to go to hiyahealth.com/kidpod and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
And by the way, there's a stage show too of Blippi.
I know.
Would you take your daughter to a Blippi?
I will not be doing that. No.
Yeah, you got to.
I can't
take
be surrounded by
point.
All of those children and parents, and I just can't do
just
that.
Just germ wise, it's not, you know. But with your metal rod, you could probably get preferred seating at a Blippi show. But so
I should have never told you about the rod.
The thing that bothers me now, that I know you like this, but what I heard you say earlier is that, like, I was counting on your daughter not liking this because her tastes seem a little more elevated. Mm. And you said she does like Blippi. And that really makes me question, like, how do you go from, like, what she's, like, she loves the movie Titanic. She's a three-year-old girl, you guys.
Yeah.
But she swings wildly because I would think she would, like, who's this dork, you know?
Right. I mean, look, can you trust her taste? She likes booba, like loves booba.
Ah, I forgot about that, the booba
right?
thing, yeah.
So it's questionable. I don't know.
How do you teach your children taste? Like, how do you teach children taste? Like, that's...
They're born with it.
How do you
explain
them taste?
They really are born with it. Although her palate, we are elevating her palate. Other than that,
yeah,
she's screwed.
Because you're with a chef. Like, I mean, like, her dad's a flipping awesome chef.
I know.
I was thinking about this. Like, my dad was into sports, and I, of course, never was, you guys. I think you know that now. And, like, you would always tell he was kind of disappointed about that. And then I was like, if I had a kid and they turned out to be into sports, I would be disappointed in them. I'd be like, excuse me? You do not want
soccer
to read this
practice?
Week's Entertainment Weekly with me? Like, wait a second. The films of Stanley Kubrick are not going to watch themselves, son. Come on, you know? Like,
oh my God. Can you just have a baby just for the show? Come on.
No, I don't know if I don't know if I can, but if somebody already has one they don't want, please feel free to send it
please.
To, just reach out to us at our Instagram, What the Kids Are Watching, which make sure you follow. So there, he does these things to you guys that I just don't find humorous. He does a educational moment where there's a thing that you put hats on and scarves and stuff. What is that called? Like a coat rack or something?
A mannequin?
Well, was that no? Wasn't there a thing that there was like two hats on? What are the thing that he put them? You know where he's like, it's a hat on a hat.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
And then it had the creepy mask face, and he goes, then we have this creepy mask face. Ha! Like, I don't know. So we do the costume designer, and Blippi is going to be trying on many costumes, but we don't get a Pretty Woman style montage in this at all, right?
Or do right? We? But then they go into like sewing.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
They go into sewing and he's like, you know, this is like where you put the needle in with the thread, and like, you know, they're teaching sewing. I think when you get a little older, maybe like 4 or 5, you understand that. I don't think Piper really understood what she was doing.
Well, also, like, I get to say, like, Blippi in the wrong hands, you could train these kids for war, you know, like these training, like, this is how you manufacture, you know, like you could like do like children's manufacture. Like, this is how you make Nike shoes, you know,
yeah, this is how you scam. Yeah. People
like, that's what I'm like, wow, he could use. Thank God Blippi is using this for good, because, you know, if he used this for bad, like, world's done, because kids would follow anything this guy says.
Wait, it's interesting, though, because, you know, last week or a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Cocomelon, and we were saying how that was very addictive, right? Like, it was proven that it was by doctors that it was like an addictive thing because of the dopamine. But this one, I don't think has that same thing. And I wonder if it's because of like his tone, or yeah, because of the energy or something that, or
well, also
is
I think
addictive.
The length of it too. Like, you're not watching back to back Blippi episodes, are you? Like, these are things are long. So you
yes,
can watch back to back. Wow. You're
not
letting her watch back
to
back Blippies.
Not,
like,
not
are they
to
all
say
40
that
minutes?
I'll let her sit in front of a TV for 10 hours, but, but will I?
Wait, by the way, Natalie keeps talking about her daughter going to preschool. Preschool is just the living room where the TV is. Okay, time to go to preschool. Mommy will pick
her
you up in a couple hours.
Her teacher's Miss Applewood or whatever from Cocomelon.
Yeah, yeah.
The students are the kids from Cocomelon.
Go watch your teacher, Miss Nickelodeon. So they tries on costumes. There's like a scientist, a magician, a construction worker, a chef, and he finally decides on fireman. And
fireman. Wow, it's a fireman. No,
fireman.
I mean, tomato, tomato.
Brian Boone, who takes notes on these shows for us. I mean, we do too, but he adds like all these thoughts in, and his random thought on like, have a Blippi drinking game. Take a sip of secret booze out of your grown-up sippy cup whenever Blippi giggles or modulates his voice. I mean, you would literally get alcohol poisoning. Like this guy is like, it's not pleasant to the ears.
Or how
I don't understand.
How about we switch that? How about whoever's listening to the show has to take a drink every time Ryan goes, hee hee.
Hee hee.
Or every time I say someone's hot.
Yeah.
You'll be wasted.
You're going to be in the hospital. Oh my gosh. So like you said, we get a full rundown of how the sewing machine works. This is a dumb question potentially. Do you know how to sew? My mom sews. Of course they do.
That generation sews. This generation does not sew.
Has your daughter ever made any kind of inroads to asking about sewing? Like, is she?
She did look
at
me.
Does she watch
like,
this and go, "What's
what
that?
What is this?" Yeah, she did. But she
and
judges
you,
me for
you were
everything.
Like, that's something
so I'm not
8-year-olds
surprised.
Do. Yeah,
I'm just not surprised. And I was even thinking, it's unless you are in, you know, the industry where you are making costumes. If you are working on Dancing with the Stars, you are making costumes left and right for these people. But I feel like people don't really sew like that anymore.
Yeah.
That art is lost.
That art is past. The lost art of sewing. Well, I think Blippi is bringing it back, because I think this would get kids into sewing potentially.
There is a fashion school here in Orange County. And they teach the kids how to sew and make their own clothes. It's very cute.
It's called a sweatshop, Natalie. No. Brittany, by the way, the costume designer, is making the costume in real time on her sewing machine. And it fits perfectly. And Blippi doesn't look like a firefighter, but Blippi is wearing a fireman's coat and hat on top of his hat. And he looks insane when he mimes swinging a big fire hose around. Blippi's swinging
know.
A big fire hose.
Yep. I mean, I guess they're just trying to get mommies excited, you know?
he casts a spell, you guys, to go back to the original backyard party, the fake set that he was at in the first scene. And he's like, back we go, on to the next one and on with the show. So now it's like spell number 3, and we're doing the poof poof pumpkin. And that's when we go to Blippi's workshop, and all of a sudden there's a gentleman there, and he's there to teach us how to carve a pumpkin, this guy named John.
Right. And yeah, so every episode, he basically, there's sort of like a theme to it, right? So he goes somewhere to show you, and then he goes back to his, you know, his little studio, and then he does some sort of arts and crafts or something in the studio to help teach the kids, you know, whatever it is that they're learning that week. But yeah, they're doing this pumpkin. But do you see how the guy that's helping him do the pumpkin is also sort of like imitating like the little kidness?
Well,
that was
my favorite part, to tell you the truth, was watching when he would be in a scene with another person. Like the Joan from Jones on Third, I think, was like a little bewildered. But like, you know, you saw John was like smiling, yeah. like looked almost like a hostage in a way. And I was like, oh my God, John, like, and John's trying to smile. And he's like, cause I just thought how funny, it's always funny as an actor to watch, you know, other like grown men do things like this. So, yes. You know, John's like, I'm just here to carve a pumpkin. And this guy's giggling all over the place. And this is popular. Like this, I'm getting paid to do this. So I just thought it was so fun to watch John, the master pumpkin carver. And this is, you know, this is what I said. Like they make like not just eyes, triangle eyes. And he goes three sides. And that was like a little lesson right there. And they draw the mouth and they're making an actual jack-o'-lantern. And I think that's exciting for kids, right? Have you carved a pumpkin yet? Are you going to carve?
I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. They're very messy.
Oh, yeah, she's three. Like, what is, and yeah, you don't want a kid with a knife.
We painted one, though. We painted one white. We got it at Target, and it's a little kit, and it comes with white paint, and then these little eyes and mouth. It's, of course, it's Jack, right? Again,
from
Nightmare Before Christmas.
From the movie you hate, yeah.
Yep. And so we painted on my fake grass. So now my fake grass is white now, but we painted the pumpkin white and we put on his little eyes. And now we have a little Jack pumpkin.
Wow. Well,
and I'm going to say that we did that in September. So,
well, eventually she's going to have to carve a pumpkin one day. And I would say shows like this, I mean, do then kids watch this and go, mommy, why are we not carving a pumpkin with a master pumpkin carver?
Right,
you know,
of course, because everything is a comparison. Yeah, I'll eventually have to. But yeah, I mean, I think it's cute that they, you know, do these little things with them. And I don't know. It's sweet. It's creepy, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it is. No, I mean, I'm just being very jaded about this whole kid show.
No, I'm just trying to get you on the blippy side.
I think the blippy train is completely past me right now. But eventually, another spell transforms him into the fireman costume, and he starts a fire in the fire pit. The jack-o'-lanterns do look amazing and beautiful, hee-hee, as Blippi says. And we've got everything all set for this spooky, ooky Halloween party. And I just wonder, the funny thing was, is like nobody shows up to his party. Like he doesn't mention that, but I was like, you realize a party's more than just you, dude. Like is that supposed to be the viewers? Are we part of the party? Is that who he's like?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we end the show where he's like, ha, spell my name with me, guys. Ha, B-L-I-P-P-I. And then he literally's like, if you like my videos, make sure to like and subscribe to the stuff on YouTube. Hee. And I was just like, wow, he's plugging the YouTube within the context of the show.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny. So I'm trying to teach Piper to spell her name, right? P-I-P-E-R. And I think she's watched so much Blippi that now she goes, P-I-P-P, P-I-P-P-R. And I'm like, no, there's no double P, not like Blippi. It's just one P. Like, you know, it's, I need to create a song.
As we start winding down here, what are you going as for Halloween? Like,
do I have to?
Because she's going to ask, mommy, what are you going to be?
I know. She asks me every day in the car on the way to school. And I ask her, what do you want me to be? And then she just every day is a witch.
A good mommy.
Or exactly. For you to be present, mommy. Yeah. Put your phone down.
For you to be present in this moment, mom. That's what I want. Yeah.
So who knows? I'm sure, you know, again, I am not like that. Let's all dress up, you know, as a something, you know, as like a family.
Family, yeah.
I'm just
but
like,
you know what?
You should mess
with your dude and say, you know, this year I do want to do something as a family and see if he freaks out. Like, really mess with him. Because I have to assume upsetting for a guy to not like, to get hit with that of like, wait a sec, I have to all of a sudden dress up with my family if he's not like a dress up kind of guy.
I know. Like last year, he was forced to be a Jack. So I got him a little mask and some gloves and that was it. And a little bow tie. Oh, I had my nose done. So I had a whole, like my whole face was bandaged up. And so.
Wait, like you had a nose job? And
like
so,
a real nose job. Oh,
like
yeah.
For real, in real life.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant you were like going as like a character with like a nose botched. Job. I was like, wait, okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. No, I had actually had a real nose job.
Yeah.
And so I was all bandaged up still. And because I thought it was a perfect time to do it, you know, sure. Might as well. And so,
yeah. Nobody can tell. Yeah.
No one will know. And so I had him dress up like Jack to be with her. And then I drew, a couple lines around my face. And then I had my sisters all bandage up their face too. So
no I think that's really a great, that's probably the best tip you're going to get from the show today is get your plastic surgery done around Halloween. Because nobody's going to question you about that. Also, the other thing I wanted to ask you is when do kids start going trick-or-treating? I'm trying to remember what age I started getting candy at. Like, and how, like, does that still work? Like, where you're at? Do you go, like, door to door? Like, how does it work now?
Yeah, so we have a big group of friends that have a lot of same-aged kids between, like, the ages of, like, 12 months to about 6 years old, and we all as a group sort of walk together. We have wagons, we have our little roadies, we have babies in strollers, and everyone sort of just goes house to house, and they just all walk up together, and they get their little baskets and they get their little treats, and that's it. And then at the end of the night, you know, the parents take out pretty much 90% of the treats and then keep what they want and then give them what, you know, what the kids are technically allowed to have.
Do you check, like my parents used to check for like, there was always like, oh, there's going to be a razor blade in candy, and they would have to check your candy. Cause well, you know, you never know if somebody's going to poison your candy. And then my dad would always be like, well, I've got to eat this one to make sure it's not poison. And I'd always be really mad as a kid about that. You know, I was like, that's my candy.
The scary part is that, you know, fentanyl. Fentanyl is this is something that actually parents really do.
Oh,
no, God. Don't laugh. We have
don't
to,
laugh.
We have
I just
to be
can't
careful.
Believe we're the, okay. Okay.
We're here. Yes. We're doing this. There is fentanyl that looks like candy. And they're just telling all the parents to be very, very careful about all of the drugs that are looking like candy that can get mixed up with, you know, the kids stuff. I'm just, I'm like a worried mom now. Look, who am I?
Okay. Well, Blippi, if we're rating this on a scale of would I have a kid to watch Blippi? No, I would literally, I'm going to make it sure that I never am able to have kids if I am forced to watch Blippi again. Blippi is a big no from me, but for you.
I'm going to say it's a yes. I think it's fun. I think,
and
yes,
you're
it's a
you're with the
creepy.
Kids, so you have two, you count for two votes because you See? Actually have a kid. So you win if we're doing a contest. Blippi then is a show that is recommended. It's just that I don't have a kid, so I don't understand this, even though I think I do understand.
Right. And I think you as an actor,
there's a personal vendetta at this point now. Yeah, there's a, I will
but
always.
But if you become the new Blippi, then, you know.
Then it's probably a show that we all need to watch. Then I'm like, it's kind of a lot deeper than you think, you know?
Oh my God. Well, I hope you have the best Halloween. And if you dress up, please send us a photo. Uncle Ryan over here.
What am I going to, who am I going to go as?
Lisa Rinna, Kathy Hilton.
You are obsessed with seeing me in a dress at some point. This is great. And also make sure you guys check out our other shows, Humble and Hungry, Natalie's show. Yep. And my show, So Bad It's Good, check those out and make sure to follow us on Instagram and follow the show's account on Instagram at What The Kids Are Watching. And like I say, every episode, make sure to rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It is so quick and easy to do, and it really does help us, especially as we are just starting going and trying to find, it just helps with placement and people finding the show and stuff like that. So, and also tell your friends, but happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Stay safe. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of What the Kids Are Watching. Follow us on Instagram at What the Kids Are Watching and subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hey, what are your kids watching? Send us a DM on Instagram or leave us a voicemail at 540-642-0035 with your stories and opinions. We might just share it on the show. We'll see you next week. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.
Dun, 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 dun. We'll see you next time.
I'm going to go watch him. My handsome dude. My hot dude. I'm telling you, he's hot.